On our program today, Carolyn Bauman. She's the Executive Director of the Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey.
Good program with her today. We're going to be talking about all the different kinds of things that she does with the Economic Development Alliance. So we'll be hitting on the Aquinnah Bay Ocean Observing Initiative, some government contracting opportunities that are available in terms of education about how to do that process, social media, economic development funds, and more. And before we get there, though, I do want to remind you that tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. we have a Board of Commissioners meeting, and that's in the Lincoln County Courthouse. And if you want to participate in the weekly process of county business with the Board of Commissioners, you are welcome to come. And if you can't make it to those meetings, please feel free to stream those meetings via video at the county's website, usually within one working day of that meeting, sometimes sooner. So if you have a high-speed internet connection, then you can tune in anytime. Well, Carolyn, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. I haven't been here for quite a while. I was just thinking about that and very happy that you invited me.
Well, I'm glad you're back. And I know coming up Thursday evening and Friday, or primarily Friday, you're having a conference, the Aquinnah Bay Ocean Observing Initiative Conference, or what's the title of this event?
Well, what we call it is a strategy retreat.
A strategy retreat.
Yeah, and we've invited we have a strategy retreat all day Friday, but it is by invitation. But it's important for the general public to know that Thursday evening at 7 o'clock, there's just a general session to both provide information and to get input from the community about what they would like to see come out of this ocean observing initiative that is coming to Newport.
Well, let's get into that a little bit later.
Sure.
I do want to kind of do some general background about you and about the different programs that are available through the Economic Development Alliance, just to give people a primer. But this is going to be great to discuss about the initiative, because as this kind of hot spot we're turning into of research, a magnet of research, it's just exciting stuff. So, but Carolyn, give us a brief background about you and how long you've been doing the Economic Development Alliance.
Sure. The Economic Development Alliance was created as a nonprofit corporation back in 1994. I have been doing the staff job. The executive director is the only staff, mm-hmm. and I've been doing that job for 3 years now. Basically, our mission is to strengthen and diversify the economy. It's kind of a tall order, and it's kind of a difficult job, but what we do is we operate a few small programs, and then we try to seek out opportunities for economic development for our region in a variety of ways, just whatever we think would help strengthen the base of jobs here.
So if I'm a startup business or an established business and I'm looking to the Oregon coast, you're one of the first places I can stop to understand what my potential is in this community.
Yes, yes. I take calls from businesses that are looking at Lincoln County. In some cases, we seek out these businesses, or we follow up with anyone who's shown interest. And sometimes it's a big decision, and it kind of takes a while. Other times we have homegrown businesses mm-hmm. that we try to support that are grown and started here in the county, and that would be, you know, that's one of the trends in economic development, which we call economic gardening.
Ah, economic gardening.
Yeah.
What a nice term.
Yeah.
For those listening, you can find out more about the Economic Development Alliance at coastbusiness.info. They've got a great website. I know you've redone your website.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of information there. So, Carolyn, all these programs that you're executing, really seems like a lot to do, and it is a lot to do, I imagine, because you're doing the dishes and the executive director.
And sharpening pencils and everything. But, you know, I do it by forming partnerships. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, you brought up small businesses that might be trying to get established here or to thrive. Maybe they're already here, but they want to grow. And so, you know, one of our biggest partnerships would be with Small Business Development Center.
Mm-hmm.
And we have helped provide training classes and workforce development classes by using Small Business Development Center as our provider, our trainer. And the community college has a very close relationship with Economic Development Alliance.
Well, maybe we'll save some of the GCAP stuff closer to the initiative. You'd mentioned social media. There's some opportunities coming up. What's happening there?
Well, the Economic Development Alliance is providing a little bit of support so that we can offer workshops in social media for free. Mm-hmm. Instead of the business person have to take time off work possibly and take a few two or three hours off, plus pay for it, at least we're making it easier by offering them for free. And one of the conditions that my board of directors put on this this set of classes was not just to have them in Newport, but they need to be provided all over the county. So we are offering one of them in Depot Bay with a partnership of Neighbors for Kids. They have a beautiful facility now that they're outfitting for it, for this type of thing, I should say. We're using the Oregon Coast Community College campus in Waldport to offer it for South County businesses. And a lot of the businesses down there are tourism related. So we're really reaching out to try to help these retail businesses use social media to build their sales. And Toledo, it's going to be there. I think most of them are in July. Some of them may have already happened. I'm not exactly sure of the schedule, but I know the one in Waldport and Yahats is the end of July. And then the fourth one is Newport.
It's turned into such a huge tool for businesses small to large. I know the Boss and K-Cup here are really going crazy with K-Cup and Twitter. And as we were just talking to Bob King, you know, they're really seeing people connect to the station in that way.
Okay.
Is Misty Lambert one of your primary educators through these programs?
She's going to be our trainer, and she is going to, I mean, just to say a little bit about the content of this training, people should feel free to contact their local chamber to try to or Neighbors for Kids to try to take advantage of this. It's not a laboratory where you need to bring a laptop. It is going to be a demonstration training by Misty. We're trying to make it as easy as possible for any business person or really anybody, because it's called Social Media for Your Business. Or for fun. So down in Yahats, give an example, you've got a lot of retired people, but they're very well educated, they're very tuned into the internet, and they're definitely going to be signing up for this for the fun angle, because what's works for business works for everything.
You know, and that makes sense, too, because the two seem to be a little interrelated in terms of your business page versus your personal page. And I think some individuals get concerned about their privacy, but that seems to be fairly well protected through the types of controls you can have. And so that's a nice overlap.
Yeah, so anyone who's interested can get a hold of the Small Business Development Center, basically. They have offices in Newport and Lincoln City, and it is a demonstration. So you don't have to worry about providing, you know, bringing laptops and that kind of thing.
Another one of the things that people very much anticipate is your Community and Economic Development Fund grants. Gosh, I think maybe I've heard the commissioner say about $1 million has been...
More than that at this point.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the announcement last fall.
Mm-hmm.
So the community, the Lincoln County Community and Economic Development Grant Fund is a fund that the Board of Commissioners has established, and they distribute small grants in a competitive grant program. And it is geared for both community and economic development. Our ports have benefited from this program. The community college has benefited from the program and small business development. So a lot of infrastructure capital projects, mm-hmm. like signage, restrooms, things that, right. I mean, believe it or not, really matter to the economic development. If it matters to tourism, it certainly helps economic development.
Buy local Lincoln County website, you know, things
yes,
like
the
that.
Buy local Lincoln County is an example of a very successful program that was assisted once or twice by the Economic Community and Economic Development Fund. And that Buy Local Lincoln County just won an award by a major statewide group in the area of economic development.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're talking to Carolyn Bauman. She's the executive director of the Economic Development Alliance. Many programs that she coordinates for our community. And one of the tie-ins, it seems like, to you know, all the activity with NOAA or us being a magnet for all organizations is your GCAP training. You've already provided a lot of this government assistance procurement training. Can you tell us more about what somebody learns when they come to one of these programs?
Yes. What we do, and we are going to continue this program starting in the next few months.
Okay.
What you learn is how to, first of all, get on the magic list called the Central Contractor List. I think it is CCR.
Yeah, and it's kind of like magic, isn't it? Because
like
you
magic.
Need to be on the list.
You have to be on that in order. That's kind of step one in mm-hmm. order to work with any government agency, and that even includes the state of Oregon. So, for example, when you become a qualified government contractor and you're on this list, you can bid on contracts that come up with USDA Forest Service.
Mm-hmm.
We have, you know, the BLM operates the lighthouse here in town. We've got a multitude of federal agencies, especially when you include Coast Guard, our U.S. Army Corps of Engineers,
mm-hmm.
And then NOAA being one of the newer and larger federal agencies mm-hmm. that's going to be needing products and services. So we're looking at it as a long-term project of building our capability so that, you know, if they're spending a certain amount anyway, which it's in the neighborhood of $8 million a year, we're going to try to capture as many of those dollars locally and just by helping our businesses successfully gain the contracts.
So it's kind of backed by popular demand, probably that it won't maybe ever end, but the training was was highly attended.
Yes.
And it sounds like there were more people who wanted it.
Yes, and what we're also going to do is, in addition to some of the most basic trainings, those are the types that we've provided up until now, which is basically a full half day. We are going to go back and talk to the businesses that have taken the training and mm-hmm. help them one-on-one advising, counseling, and it's more labor intensive, and so we've just received word that the USDA Department of Agriculture Regional Economic Development Program is going to help us pay for some of this
Great.
More intensive follow-up.
So is there an aggregate website that actually lists all the potential contracts available that are being offered by government entities?
Yes, there is, and it's called FedBizOps.
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 So you're FedBizOps. One-stop shopping for government contracts.
There is one-stop shopping, but there is such a huge multitude that this training helps you narrow down the types of contracts that you're interested in. One of the biggest things they do is differentiate between a prime contractor and a subcontractor. Mm-hmm. If you're a small business, you're a lot more likely to be a subcontractor. So you're not looking at the government agency, but you're looking at the prime contractor. Mm-hmm. Who's that and what do they need?
Gotcha.
And that way we can capture smaller bite-sized pieces of government contracting, like in the $25,000 mm-hmm. range for local companies.
Right. So there are those possibilities. If anyone had ever thought, oh, well, it's going to require a huge infrastructure on my business. Well, there may be incremental opportunities. It may not
right.
just be a $3 million, dollar contract.
Right.
It may be
there are all sizes, I would say, from zero to the multi-million. And we would like to be able to have companies positioned in all of the different levels.
You know, if you were a small business, would going to that website begin to give you an idea of
yes.
the types of things out there, like, well, you know, what is my potential for government
yes.
contracting?
I think it would be well worth it, and it would be well worth it to look at GCAPS. Our trainer and provider of training is the Government Contract Assistance Program, and I'm sure that they've got a really valuable website also.
Okay. You know, and what I think I'll do, too, is I will put a link on the county homepage to you, Economic Development
yeah.
Alliance, and maybe I can list those other links too.
I do appreciate
it. Okay.
Yeah.
That would
yeah.
be good.
FedBizOps is just a really good place to start and check it out. And I'm not sure if it's .gov, .gov, but usually it is. I don't have it in front of me, but it would be fairly easy to find.
So the Yaquina Bay Ocean Observing Initiative, really kind of a focus group in a way, isn't it?
It's a steering committee that is putting into operation an economic development strategy, and this Thursday night and Friday day is a part of that strategy.
You know, at this point, who can attend?
Well, the Thursday night is open to absolutely everybody.
Okay.
It is just called the Yaquina Bay Ocean Observing Initiative Engine for Economic Development. It is going to be Thursday night in Newport at the Hatfield Marine Science Center Auditorium. And that auditorium is in the public wing of the Marine Science Center, so mm-hmm. you just go in the regular front door, and it's going to start at 7. It'll go as long as people want to stay there and give us comment.
So will there be some initial speeches by key people?
Yes, what we'll be doing is we'll have a small panel. The Hatfield Marine Science Center, the members of the Steering Committee on Ocean Observing Initiative, some scientists and myself
mm-hmm.
will be on hand to give some background, and so we'll probably spend the first half of the meeting giving background on this and what we're looking for in terms of input, and then we'll just let people give us their ideas, and these ideas are going to be folded into our strategy. And the following day, we do have a meeting of stakeholders. We're calling it a strategy retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it's by invitation is we want to have a certain number of people from economic development, a certain number from education, from fishing, government, marine-related industry, ports, and then the research scientists all together in a room.
Carolyn, we're running short on time here. We got about 3 minutes left. Now, there is a link to this information on Lincoln County's homepage.
I think we've just established our own website for this.
Is that right?
Y-B-O-O-I.
Maybe
.org?
And
I can't remember if it's .com or not. The Advanced Research Corporation has been helping us with this. So
okay.
if you were to go to ARC.com or advanced research, they're hosting it for us. They're linking to it right now. We're just now establishing it.
So really what's going to come out of this discussion will be some more clarity, probably on what we can tell small businesses about how to look to the future to become involved in, you know, as we're becoming this magnet of research.
Well, that is the whole idea, is to get a set of prioritized tasks and kind of an action plan going forward. And what are the issues that need to be addressed also?
Yeah. So, you know, everyone's been talking about NOAA. We've got this real-time data that we're going to be able to tap into through the cable. And like you
That's
were saying,
right.
I'm sorry we couldn't get more into this for our listeners. But
well, let's
this is
have
exciting.
A follow-up.
We'll have a follow-up. But it's exciting times because things are changing around here and for the better.
Yes. And that public meeting is Thursday evening of this week, July 14th.
Okay. So if you're interested in that, definitely go to Hatfield Marine Science Center, 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great primer to learn all about what's going on out there in terms of this data that's going to be piped into, and anybody will be able to check it out.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Carolyn. And that was Carolyn Bauman. She's the Executive Director of the Central Coast Economic Development Alliance and coastbusiness.info. She's got a lot of things going on. Got a great website. You can learn more about everything that she does. If you're a small business or business looking to come to the Lincoln County area, then that's a great place to start. So you've been listening to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, and this is the part of the Lifestyles in the Oregon Coast programs offered at K-Cup. And remember, 1230 AM in HD is at 100.7 FM-2. So that's how you get it if you've got an HD radio. Also, kcup.net, you can stream this program. And you can listen to this later if you download it at K-Cup. So thanks for the opportunity. We'll see you again next week on Lincoln County Connections.